بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صمت من الشهر ثلاثا فصم 13 و14 و15 رواه الترمذي. Still in this chapter that it is mustahab to keep rozas 3 days in every month. These are the last 3 hadith in this chapter. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that when you fast of the month, your 3 rozas. And this shows that Hazrat Abu Zar was keen on keeping the rozas. Therefore, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, knowing that he does keep the rozas and is keen on keeping them. So he advised him that keep فَصُمْ 13 وَأَرْبَعَشَرْ وَخَمْسَعَشَرْ. Fast on the 13th, 14th and 15th of the month. This is the preferable time. Otherwise, any days of the month, 3 rozas, that will be also sufficient for the sunnah. But preferable, which are known as أَيَّامِ بِيْضِ, the middle days, that is the 13th, 14th and 15th. وعن قتادة بن ملحان رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمرنا بصيام أيام بيض. Hazrat Qatada bin Milhan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to order us to fast for 3 days. That is not as a wajib or compulsory, but great encouragement that keep 3 rozas every month. Thalatha ashar, arba'a ashar, wa khamsa ashar. The 13th, 14th and 15th. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما says كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يفطر أيام بيض في حضر ولا سفر. That Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was that he should not miss the 3 middle days of the month for rozas, neither when he was at home in Hadar, neither when he was on safar, even on a journey. He used to take great care to keep these 3 rozas. And ulama have written that during the time, the ayyami bid, when it is a full moon, the effect of the moon on human beings is that it causes wetness, which is according to Hakim's rutubat, which is called. Sometimes a person has got dryness in his nature, in his health, and that is also unhealthy for him. And sometimes lot of wetness is in the body. So at that time, when a person keeps rozas, it will remove this bad effect of the wetness in the body, which is the cause of other diseases. Other explanation ulama have given that during the 13th, 14th and 15th of the Islamic month, the lunar month, the moon is full. And lot of light the moon gives. So during the night there is light, make your day also full of noor, that is keep rozas during the day as well. And there are other great benefits also mentioned by ulama. So it is preferable that a person keeps rozas the 13th, 14th and 15th of the Islamic month. This is sunnah also, and there are great health benefits and other benefits in it as well.